It's time for Benedict and Raven postseason basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. Listen as Tom and Gus Counts bring you play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis. Our postseason coverage of Raven Hoops is brought to you by Larry Busing and Julie Avey and MassMutual Financial Services, Tate Plumbing, L&L Construction, Hundley Liquor, and Taco John's in Atchison. It's Benedict and Raven postseason basketball, and it begins right after these messages from our Raven sports boosters.
Ready for your COVID shot? You don't have to call the health department. You don't have to call your doctor. Atchison County has NEK Shot of Hope. Our Atchison County health organizations are working together through NEK Shot of Hope to help area residents get their COVID-19 vaccine. Learn how to sign up, when you're eligible, where to go, and more. Call the hotline at 913-308-2415 or visit nekshotofhope.org.
KAIR-FM Horton, Atchison.
Welcome to the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas. For tonight, it is the quarterfinal round in the Heart of America men's postseason basketball tournament as the Benedictine Ravens play host to the Grandview Vikings. Hello again, everybody. Joseph is our producer, engineer, back at the CARE studios, doing all the hard work. To my immediate left, Gus. Tom Counts with you here, and Get Cora's with us too. So we've got the whole crew here. And tonight, Gus, you've got a Grandview team coming into the ball game, but it's got to be like Groundhog Day, right?
Yeah, and I'm hoping for the same response. Just a couple nights ago, Grandview was right back here in the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium and really struggled with Benedict. We talked about it on Sportsbook, but the Ravens coming away with a 78-56 win in that ball game for Benedict, and it was their 18th win of the season. And for Grandview, they fell back to 500, and by not winning that game, they dropped back to the four line and find themselves back here today.
Tell you what, we want to thank our major sponsors for the Raven basketball postseason, Larry Busing and Julie Eady with Mass Mutual Financial Services, L&L Construction, Tate Plumbing, Hundley Liquor, and Taco John's in Atchison. We've got a little more insight into the ball game. We've got starters to bring you, and then it'll be the tip-off for Raven Round Ball. We'll be back with all of that right after this.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Nachos. Yep, you heard right, Queso Blanco Nachos. Taco John's premium queso is a rich and silky cheese sauce with a perfect amount of spice. It's bigger, bolder, better. Taco John's Queso Blanco Nachos. And check out their full-up menu, including the Boss Burrito and Boss Bowl. All at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Hi, I'm Laura Weiser from Exchange Bank. In today's world of technology, online banks are popping up everywhere, promising better, more convenient banking. But there's still no better way to bank than with people you know and trust. Exchange Bank provides internet and mobile banking, but we're also here offering personal, face-to-face service you just don't get with online banks. Come see us. We're here for you.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Care Country, where country music legends live and new stars begin. Hot Country 93.7.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful, in Atchison.
Hello, this is Scott with Urban Lawn Care. You may think that winter will never end, but now is the time to get your plan for a lush, green, weed-free lawn in place. Urban Lawn Care offers a convenient and affordable six-step plan that addresses crabgrass, dandelions, insect control, and fertilizer. Or we can customize a plan for your specific need. Urban Lawn Care is a full-service company offering landscaping, hardscaping, dirt work, tree service, mulch, rock, and extermination services. Estimates are free. Call 913-367-4478. Business is in the green.
Have you reviewed your life insurance policies recently? It's possible that current market conditions have impacted your plans. Larry Busing and Julie Avey at Mass Mutual Financial Services can help you determine if you're on track with your life insurance needs, whether you're well on the road to retirement or just beginning your journey. Larry and Julie have the skill and the tools at their disposal to assist you with estate planning. Give them a call at 913-367-2354 or see them at 625 Commercial for a free quote. The future won't wait. Why not get started today? Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
Welcome you back to the Nolan Gymnasium here in Atchison, Kansas, getting set for men's college basketball this evening here on Care Radio. And as the public address announcer introduces those starters to the crowd on hand, Gus, looks like you've got them right there in front of you.
Yeah, first of all, for Grandview University, under head coach Dennis Schaefer, and how about this, his 25th season at the helm, they're going to start number 4, Drew Johnson, a 6-foot senior guard out of Clive, Iowa. Number 5, Nayali Madi, the 5'11" junior guard out of Cincinnati. Number 14 is going to be Dylan Miller, 6'2" sophomore guard out of Mason City, Iowa. And number 32, Ernest Docker, the 6'5" junior forward out of Millers Point, Australia. Now for the Benedictine College Ravens under head coach Ryan Moody in his 10th season, assisted by John Deere. Ravens, why change a good thing, right? They're going to stick with their original five that we've seen most all season. It's going to be number 1, Chris Jackson, a 6'2" senior guard out of Dayton Dunbar. Number 10, Jason Bristol, a 6-foot senior guard out of St. Joe Central. 15, Jaden Timmy, a 6'6" junior forward out of Omaha Creighton Prep. 20, Matt Austin, a 6-foot senior guard, a former St. Joe Central High product. And number 24, Derek Cruz, a 6'7" junior forward, the former Bionni Griffin.
Because we talked about last night, a quality officiating crew. We've got another outstanding crew here this evening. And we're about ready to get underway. The crowd continues to make its way in with a relatively early start to 6 o'clock tip-off here tonight.
What do you think about Coach Schaefer? In the course of 2 days, he's changed 2 starters out.
Well, he must be telling you something.
Yeah.
Hey, we're about ready to go in tonight's tip-off. It's brought to you by Atchison Dental Associates. Current with the latest technology to make your visit comfortable and convenient for you. Give them a call. 367-0212. That is Atchison Dental Associates. Coming into the center circle to jump it off, it's going to be Ernie Docker and Benedictine. Eric Cruz, the ball is up. It's away, and Benedictine's coming out with the basketball. And Gus Grandview is going all out with pressure defense. Here's a beat to the left side. Matt Austin, a 3 that won't go down. And here comes Grandview.
Might rethink that after Matt Austin had a wide open look in the corner.
19:40 to go in this opening half. Here comes the basketball to Grandview. Grandview in the traveling black uniforms with red and white. Benedict into the home whites with red and black. Out top side is going to be Johnson over to the left wing and go to Monty. Now the feet into the lane. The running shot, Miller up and good. And there's the guy who was not really in the game. The last time these teams played on Monday, he averages 24 a game, and he had 4 3 days ago. But Ryan Miller will have his first bucket of the ball game, and Grandview has broken on top 2-0.
Look at Grandview. They're dropping back into a 2-3 zone.
Ravens out on top, and again, you'd think they wouldn't. Here's a three for Cruz. No, Ravens are 0-2 in the first two trips up the court. Back up with it is going to come Grandview. They're coming up with a big defensive board. Now the ball's going to be batted away. It's rolling around on the floor, and we're going to finally get a jump ball call. There it is. Possession error is going to go back to the Vikings. Just over a minute into the ball game, Grandview will have it in play at the baseline, leading it 2-0. Putting it in play for Grandview is going to be Ryan Miller. Comes in on the baseline right, and that is going to be to Dylan Miller, neither related. Here's a drive into the lane. Little underhand shot is going to be up. It's no good. Rebound tipped out. Chris Jackson will sweep it down. Timmy did a good job of batting that ball away, and Chris was able to haul it in. Here comes Benedictson on offense, and again, you're right, guys. Look at that 2-3 zone, and it's a very widely flexing zone. They're coming out way above the three-point circle. Top side with it is going to be Bristol over to the right side. Chris, he'll go for a three, and the Ravens threw an air ball up. That was not even close. It bounces into the band on a hop, and Benedictson is not hot coming out of the gate 0-3.
Yeah, right now they're ice cold from behind the arc, and they're kind of settling for the three, right? They're not working into the middle, not really trying to test that zone. They're going to say, pack that zone in, we'll shoot over it.
Here's Mahdi for three. It's no good. Cruz sweeps down the board, and Benedictson's going to take it the other way. It's still 2-0, Vikings. Neither of these teams exactly setting the world on fire here in the first 2 minutes of the game. Ravens trailing it 2-0. Here's Chris Jackson with the basketball on the left wing. Kicks it down to the baseline to Matt Austin. They'll feed to Timmy back on the top to Chris. Right side, Jaden. He'll try his hand at a three, and he'll get the bounce and the score.
Got a shooter's roll right there from Jaden Bristol. Long three that hit dead off the front iron and then rolled over.
So Benedictson gets his first bucket of the ball game. Here's Monty with it. Kicks it to the right side. That's Ryan Miller. He's being guarded with the Raven player defense by Chris Jackson. Now back on top, it's going to come to Dylan Miller, who will shoot it off the window. It's no good. Bristol coming out with a rebound, loses his footing, and I was afraid he could have hurt himself, but he looks all right.
Kind of a scary tumble there for a second.
17-17 to go in the opening half. Ravens with the basketball, leading it 3-2. Matt Austin deep in the corner, right in front of the Grandview bench. Grandview still sticking in that 2-3 zone. Out on top is Chris. Feeds to Cruz, back over to the right side. Bristol for three. Got another one, Jaden Bristol. 2-for-2, and he's got six.
Right now, Jaden Bristol is the hot hand for the Ravens. Wide open, and again, it was set up by a shot in the middle.
Knocked away by Chris. Picked up by Bristol. Gets it to Chris, and his layup is rejected. Gus, I am stunned by the ups of Ryan Miller right there. Miller's not that big a guy, and he got up to throw that layup out.
Yeah, Miller might be the smallest player out on the floor right now at 5'11", but he was able to get way upstairs and throw that thing out into the corner.
Benedictson brings it in. Jaden Timmy in the middle. Little hook shot too soft, and the rebound is on the floor rolling around and being battled for, and we finally go get a jump ball called it. Ryan Miller, that's Dylan Miller coming up off the floor, and he's a little grumpy about all of that.
So possession error will stick with the Ravens.
And again, I'm watching the officials. I'm not seeing anybody blowing or throwing the thumbs up or hearing a whistle being blown. They took a while in making that call. BC in the middle. Cruz spins, turns, shoots, and hits it off the right bottom.
Great job by Eric Cruz catching it in the lane. Spins down the block and has his first bucket. And we are going to get a timeout with Grandview.
We're going to take it with them early in the ballgame. 16:35 to go in the opening half. It's Benedictson 8, Grandview 2.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to design and really see your dream house or remodel before the building process begins? Well, the wait is over. L&L Construction is now able to build your ideas into 3D imaging. From the exterior to the interior, even what the furniture will look like, you will get a full and realistic picture of what you and the team at L&L created. Whether it's commercial or residential, no job is too large or too small for L&L Construction. Call today, 913-367-3161.
Back to the here at the Nolan Gym. After taking the timeout, Grandview puts the ball in play in the backcourt, and up with it they will come. They'll swing it over to the left side to Ryan Miller. Again, I just keep expecting Gus Miller just to explode for points, and we haven't seen that. comes back out on top. Shot clock at 14. The lob down low, all alone, and there's a reason he was all alone.
Yeah, that time Chris Jackson was doing a great job of fronting down there at the low post. Ernest Docker. Docker got a little upset, put the elbow in the smalls of the back, pushed off, and he's going to be called for his first of the ball game, and the first by either team coming at the 16-18 mark. Ravens with the ball up the floor, leading 8-2.
BC will walk it up, and certainly it was a good timeout by Coach Schaefer for Grandview. He had seen what happened playing Benedictine a couple of days ago. Didn't want to see the Ravens get a big lead. Here's a three. Matt Austin for three.
Get the assist to Jaden Timmy right there. And Matt Austin will knock down his first three of the ball game. Benedictine has now hit three of them so far.
And this is exactly what Grandview did not want to see. Repeated, getting him in behind and in trouble early. Here's a long shot up. Miller misses. Rebound Benedictine. Cruz coming up with the basketball. Bruce a little look away. Pass to the left side to Timmy. Now buries it deep into the corner to Chris Jackson. Back it'll come to Jaden. He backs in. Rotates hook shot off the backboard twice. Won't go. Rebound is out of play. Which way is it go? It'll be Grandview basketball. 11-2 Benedictine. 15:33 to go in the opening half. Winner of this game. Usually to come in and saying during a tournament, well, it's going to be either this team or that team. Well, we know who the winner's going to be playing. Here's a beautiful driving layup. It's going to be up and good for Dylan Miller for Grandview. 11-4, Benedictine. We know the winner of this one is going to be playing Mount Mercy. That game was a 4 o'clock tip-off, and it has ended just before this game began.
I can tell you who Mount Mercy's pulling for.
Yeah. It's not the team in white, I'll guarantee you.
Travel 1 hour, travel 4.5 hours.
Ravens backing it in. Cruz has it stripped out of his hands, loses it out of bounds, and Eric is complaining that he was slapped on the arm. Not like it would be, you know, Eric complaining about somebody reaching in and whacking him, but yeah, this could go the other way.
If you notice, that this is very national tournament type called game, right? Like, they're just not calling much of the little tic-tac stuff. You're seeing jump balls that they're letting go a little longer to see if a guy's going to be able to strip that thing away. I mean, it's tournament time. Then they're going to swallow the whistle.
The ball is going to be stolen. Just into the game. Here comes Nicer. Coast to coast with the finger roll. 13-4, Benedictine. 14.5 to go in the opening half. Nicer showed explosive speed. Coming off that steal and taking it all the way to the other end of the floor. Here's Trevante Diggs in the game for Grandview. Now Ryan Miller shoots off the glass and scores it. Ryan Miller has 4 of his team's 6 points. Benedictine leading at 13-6. Just over 14 minutes ago here in the first half. Bristol over to the left side. Because you talk about these officials as Timmy shoots and hits a three.
Jaden Timmy with a three from the top of the key and for Benedictine. That is their 4th 3-point in the first 6 minutes of the game.
They missed their first three. I'm not sure they've missed one since then. Here's a baseline three. It's up and good. Dylan Miller.
If not, they're now 5 of 6, missing their first three, knocking down their next three.
BC back up the floor with it. You talked about the officials and how they are calling the game, and I'm going to tell you, if you took a roll call of those three guys, you'll see them all in Kansas City. 15-footer by Cruz, no good. Rebound, Viking. Here comes Grandview. Quickly over to the right side, driving in. The shot is up too hard. Rebounding it down, Benedictine. And you got to give Bristol a lot of credit for altering that shot by Trevante Diggs. Matt for three. There's three more, Matt Austin.
Give the assist to Jaden Bristol, Matt Austin. That was his second three-pointer, and he ties Jaden Bristol for high scoring honors at 6 apiece.
For the second time, Benedictine leads by 10. We're now inside 13 minutes to go in the opening half here in Atchison, Kansas. Top side with the basketball is going to be Ryan Miller. Ryan pulls up from 16. It's short. Rebound, Bristol. He took it away from Matt Austin. Ravens back up court with it. Jaden Bristol coming out with the board. That's his third rebound. Here's a three! Eric Cruz!
Another assist to Jaden Bristol. And Eric Cruz with his first three of the ballgame. He has 5 points so far and averages 14 a ballgame.
How long does Grandview wait to take another timeout and try to stop this Raven run? As Benedictine is scoring now.
They don't roll over to next season, so any time now.
Back it in. Now the pass is going to come out on top to Johnson. And it's stolen away. Eric Cruz. Look at Cruz bring it up the court. He thinks he's a guard. Coast to coast drives and scores. Eric Cruz for two. There's your timeout by Grandview. Benedictine has exploded to a 15-point lead. We're taking a timeout. 12-10 to go in the opening half. Benedictine 24, Grandview 9.
Hey, this is Brent from Skyway Vapes right here in Atchison. Have you tried everything to quit smoking but nothing has seemed to work? Well, why don't you try Skyway Vapes at 1344 Old Skyway Highway? We have everything that you need to get started on your journey to a healthier alternative. We have products ranging from mini pod systems all the way up to intermediate mods. So come in and see us. We're open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 10 to 9, and Sundays, 12 to 7.
Welcome back to the Nolan Gymnasium, Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas, where the Ravens are out in front. What? Oh, okay. The Ravens are out in front of this ballgame, 24-9. By the way, the Lady Ravens are on the road right now as they are going to be playing tomorrow evening in Dubuque, Iowa. Congratulations, and we'll hope you're listening on the fans headed up north. Congratulations to the Lady Ravens on their tremendous win last night, and we look forward to the game tomorrow. The ball's going to be stolen by Benedict, and here come the Ravens. Ravens have made a substitution. They've got Brian Belt into the game. Here's a long three, Timmy. My goodness, another three for Benedictine. And another Grandview timeout. One possession, another timeout, and the Ravens are running away already. 11:52 to go. We're still in the opening half. It's Benedictine 27, Grandview 9.
When you want to power up, go pro with Subway. With the new protein bowls, you'll get a footlong's worth of protein. Pick your favorite footlong piled high atop fresh lettuce, tomato, cucumber, and more veggies. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Order in-store, online, or on the app at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
After that timeout by Grandview, Benedictine is finding themselves on an 11-0 run. And for the Vikings, they're going to have to find a solution pretty quickly, or you might as well pair up for pizza right away. Here's the Ravens stealing the basketball. Bristol with a steal. Here comes Timmy. Over to the left side, the Bell. Back out on top, Jaden. BC goes right side. Nice here, Scott. Dribbles it up to the top of the key. Dumps it over on the left side. Now the skip past that. Mo off the block. Timmy kicks underneath. All alone. And Tyson Caffey misses it. Gets his own rebound and puts it up and in.
Tyson Caffey is going up the two-handed jam. And somebody got a hand on the ball and got away from him for a second. But he's rehandles it and gets his first bucket.
And just coming into the ballgame, Drew Johnson for Grandview is going to hit a quick three. The Ravens, for a moment, were leading by 20. It's now 29-12. We're at 11 minutes to go in the opening half. BC with the basketball. Out on top with it. Bristol. He'll kick it over to the right side. Belt with the ball. Right now for the Ravens, Scott, Bristol, Timmy, Belt, and Kathy are your Benedictine five. Timmy spins, turns, shoots for two more. That is a tough shot. You spin 360 in the air. You've got to get oriented, find the basket, measure the distance, and get a shot away. All while he was in the air. 31-12 BC. In the game now is going to be Dallas Minders. Here's a little shot up, deflected by Benedictine. Tyson Caffey sweeps down the rebound. Ravens, as we approach the midpoint of the first half, pass from Bristol is going to escape Belt. And Benedictine is going to take Bristol out of the game for the first time, giving him a little breather and returning to the lineup for BC is going to be Chris Jackson. You can see on the far side, Drew Johnson having a real heart-to-heart with that official over there. He felt like he was defended a little too well, and he's expressing his discontent to the guy in stripes. Here's a Grandview driving right side, comes back out on top. Trudeau in the game, and right now, Gus, Coach Dennis Schaefer, he knows what he's doing. He's 25 years into this. Now the ball is on the floor. It's tied up, jump ball possession back to Grandview. Coach Schaefer knows what he's doing. He's not right now, though. Shuffling players in and out, trying to find a combination that's going to work, and we're going to take a under 10 break. timeout on the court. 9:59 to go in the opening half in Atchison. Benedictine 31, Grandview 12.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
In the background, you can hear the Benedictine Pep Band on hand here this evening. 9:59 to go in the half. Ravens up 31-12.
Looking off into the corner, the BC Pep Band with the flag twirlers.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. This is going to sound crazy. In all the years of basketball, I've seen a lot of halftime shows.
Uh-huh.
Probably no performance beats.
I know the one.
The little girl from Liberty at William Jewell.
Absolutely.
Right? And that's probably been 15, 20 years ago.
She's probably been an Olympian since then. It was incredible.
We've had a lot of Jewell memories coming up in the last few days.
Driving in the forecourt, the shot blocked by Tyson Cathy. There's your H&R block of the game. Tell you what, it was brought to you by the experienced tax professionals at H&R Block and Atchison. See them at 712 Commercial. What a rejection of that shot by Tyson Cathy. Ravens will have the ball back on offense. Out on top of this is going to be Chris Jackson. It's Chris running it at the one, right? And here's a shot. Nice here. First one! There's got a dagger shot.
How about this? The Ravens now 8-11 from behind the arc. And if you're doing the math at home, yes, they have hit the last 8 consecutive three-point shots.
9:20 to go in the opening half. Benedictine leading by 22. Baseline shot from the left side is going to be up and good from deep in the corner by Drew Johnson. It is good for a long two. 34-14 Benedictine as we drop inside 9 to go in the first half. Paxton Thuston into the ballgame now. Here's the left side, Tyson Cathy. Cross-court pass to Nicer. Little head fake. Shakes his defender. Goes all the way to the baseline. Dumps it out on top where Belt goes three and hits it. Tyson Belt for three. 37-14 Benedictine.
When was the last time you saw a team knock down 9 consecutive threes?
I'm not sure I have. That is an incredible number. Now a double dribble topside as Mahdi kind of got a little indecisive. Was he going to pull up the dribble? Was he going to continue with it and run around the outside edge? And in the middle of all of that, gets both hands on the basketball and multiple substitutions coming in for Grandview for Benedictine. Jaden Timmy comes out of the ball game and the Raven 5 now. Tyson Cathy and Chris Jackson. You've got Braden Belt. Also, Saxton Thuston with Nicer Scott running it at the one now. Saxton plays the three. He'll go down to the baseline, push it out on top. Chris, three. That was just going to come up short. The string broken at 9, and the ball's going to be lost out of bounds. They'll stay off Benedictine. 8:14 to go in the first half. This game going very similar to the script of the game on Monday. Matter of fact, this might even be a larger lead earlier than the game on Monday. I have my notes from that game. I ought to pull them out.
You remember on Sportsbook, everything we said that Greenview could not do, they're doing.
Yeah. It's not a good night right now for the Vikings. Left side, driving in, skip pass shot. It's going to go up a good. Nicely done. And a first point to the ballgame for Brady Sartorius. Brady averages 8 points a ballgame. Those will be his first two. And the Raven lead trimmed down to 37-16. 7:40 to go, opening half. Skip pass over to the left side. Tyson Cathy with it. Gets double-teamed in the corner. Is going to dribble it back out on top. Oh, a big windmill hook pass, and it will be stolen away by Dylan Miller in Grandview. That was just a big over-the-top wind-up pass. Now, Miller will drive in. A little underhand shot, no good. Tyson Cathy comes down with the ball, stumbles, falls, travels. Back will come to Grandview. Benedictine is going to return both Matt Austin and Eric Cruz to the floor with 7:16 to go in the first half. Now, also, they're going to run to the scorer's table, Jaden Bristol. 37-16 BC. Top side with the ball. Working the outside, Grandview between the circles is going to be Sartorius. He'll go to the left side to Streeter. Streeter at the free throw line, pushes it off on top. Miller back to Streeter in the corner. Goes into the middle, loses the handle, picks it back up, feeds it across, shot rejected! And we're going to have a foul called on Eric Cruz. First of the ball game with 7 minutes to play in the opening half, and the Ravens leading by 21. Coming to the free throw line is going to be Brady Sartorius.
Is that your jacket that she's got on?
Yeah, no. Could be. I have one just like it in my size. Free throws up, in and out, no good. Sartorius is not a good free throw shooter, guys. 52.8% on the season. First one fails. Second one will get in. He has his third point of the game.
We were a little surprised 13 minutes into this ball game, and we've seen two combined fouls.
And again, it just goes back to that point that you alluded to earlier in the broadcast that these officials are letting the ball game be decided out on the court.
And honestly, I enjoy this style of officiating.
Here's Saxton, hook shot in the lane, no rebound. Chris Jackson had it, lost it, stripped out of his hands, and it's going to be out of play. Touch last by Josh Streeter for Grandview.
Got to look at the shot clock. There we go.
10 on the shot clock, 6:39 to go. Coach Moody's on his feet.
Yeah, Coach Moody and Coach Pierre both had it that it hit off the rim. They wanted 30 because they were expecting a change of possession, but they'll take 20.
So they reset it to 20. Here are these guys watching every little detail, leading by 20. And it was 6.5 minutes to go in the first half. The guy began, Chris Jackson, a little 12-foot runners up and in for Chris.
Chris Jackson with a little teardrop in the lane. His first bucket of the ballgame. Ravens now lead 39-17 with 6:20 left in the first half.
Here's a lob pass over to the right side, thrown badly, well behind Josh Streeter. He had no chance to call that thing in. And it will be Benedictine basketball. So again, Mount Mercy winning the other game in the bottom half of the bracket. The other two games going on tonight, Mid-America's at William Penn, Clark at Park. When we talked about that on Sport, like, it sounded to me like a Dr. Seuss rhyme, because it just does. Here's a nice hook shot off the window. It's good. Saxton Thurston. 41-17, and now Benedictine, as they stretch their largest lead, it's at 24. Cross-court pass to the left side, Sartorius for Grandview. Down to the baseline left, where Ernie D shoots for three. Docker gets his first point of the game.
And now the Ravens have 9 players already in the scoring column.
5.5 to go, opening half. Game moving on quickly, and it will. Just scoring a lot of points. They're not calling a lot of fouls. Driving in, a little behind-the-back pass is going to be turned over by Bristol. He reached out, tried to commit a foul to stop the breakaway, and the shot on the other end will be good by Brady Sartorius. Sartorius has 5 points, and that has him tied for his team's scoring lead. It's 41-22, Benedictine, and we're 5 minutes ago in the half. Skip pass again, down to the right side, just outside the block. Thurston backs in, and there's going to be an offensive foul called in. Frankly, it looked a little bit more like a flop by Dylan Miller to me, but perhaps not. I don't know what you thought of that, but it will be Grandview basketball. Grandview is going to go to the bench, and checking in is going to be Isaiah Johnson, the 6'2 freshman from Waterloo, Iowa.
For the Ravens, they're going to bring Jaden Timmy back in there, so they're going to be out there with the original starting five of Chris Jackson, Jaden Bristol, Jaden Timmy, Matt Austin, and Eric Cruz.
Grandview with the basketball. Ravens leading at 41-22. They have led by as many as 24 already this evening. Here's a jump shot for the baseline left. It's well short. Rebounding it down is going to be Jaden Bristol.
Wow.
That's his fourth rebound.
But a player actually went to the corner instead of letting it go out of bounds. Take the stat and pick up the rebound.
And it makes the game go faster. Timmy for three more. Jaden Timmy.
Give another assist to Jaden Bristol. And Jaden Timmy with his third three-pointer of the first half. He is in double figures with 11 points tonight.
Here's a three from the top. It's up and good for Ryan Miller for Grandview. And Miller has his seventh point of the game. Again, he averages about 24 an outing.
It's raining three.
44-25. We've seen a lot of long-range shots. Inside 4 minutes now to go, first half. And
we're going to get a hook by Jaden Timmy.
Yeah, he was backing in and trying to get inside on Trayvante Diggs. Diggs is a big guy in the middle, okay? 6'4", the junior from Charlotte, North Carolina. Hard to move out of the way.
Grandview, 9 of 20. Benedictine, 17 of 27. PC shooting, 63% from the floor. 71.5% three-point shooting. 10 of 14 for three for Benedictine.
How about this? Benedictine,
phenomenal.
Benedictine with 44 points, and they've got six turnovers so far in the first half.
Here's the ball that's just going to be lost out of his hands by Josh Streeter as he drove into the lane. Started to change hands with the ball and was going to go for a little left-handed layup. Mishandled it and goes out of bounds. It'll be Timmy bringing it in and Bristol bringing it up. 3.5 to go in the half. Lots of things to consider right now, Gus. Not the outcome of the game is not among that list of conversation topics. Here's a three for Timmy. Rolls out, no. Rebound, Cruz follows it in for two.
Great backside rebound by Eric Cruz. He now has 9 points.
Benedictine back up again by some 21 points. 3:10 to go and running along toward the halftime. Questions are, as the shot is high up off the window, but no good. Rebound, Timmy. Here comes Benedictine and Bristol into the forecourt. Will the Ravens light up all the bulbs tonight? Bristol all the way to the other end. What a beautiful drive. It's up and good, Jaden Bristol.
You remember back when the Ravens went 0-for-2 from behind, or 0-for-3 from behind the arc, and
yes,
Jaden Bristol finally knocked in a couple? Jaden Bristol hasn't shot since that point. He now has 8 points.
Drew Johnson hits a driving shot. Hey, you know what? You need to kick off your weekend or your party with a stop at Hundley Liquor. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That is Hundley Liquor. We're 2.5 to go in the opening half, and we're going to have a whistle. We've got a foul, and it's going to be on Matt Austin as he sets the screen. Harry Cruz back out. Tyson Caffey returns to the floor for the Ravens. So, Gus, the questions are, do the Ravens light up all the bulbs?
Yes.
Do all of those guys at the end who got in the last meeting get in tonight? That's the only other question.
Yeah. Let me go 2-for-2 here.
16-footer for Miller. Good. And another nice fadeaway shot, Ryan Miller. And with that soft touch, he's got a good look at the rim. No wonder he leads his team in scoring. 48-29. 2:14 to go. Matt Austin out on top. Bristol. Left side, Chris Jackson. Back out on top. Timmy. Feeds in the middle. Kick back over to Matt. Three, yes! Austin!
Get the assist to Tyson Caffey. A nice inside-outside game. And Matt Austin with his third three-pointer here in the first half.
Benedictine at 51 points with just inside 2 minutes to go. And then as the ball is going to be stolen away by Bristol, he is tackled at midcourt. And that is going to be only the third foul by Grandview.
It's going to go on Isaiah Johnson. So for Isaiah, it'll be his first.
51-29, Ravens out front. Minute 45 to go and rolling along toward halftime here in Atchison. The feed into the lane. Tyson Caffey had it, lost it, picks it back up, gets it into Matt, dishes over to Tyson, puts a little head fake on, goes up strong and knocks it in. And that is exactly what they need from Tyson Caffey. That exact play.
He went strong with two hands, split two defenders. Tyson Caffey with 4 points.
The shot in the middle is going to be blocked away by Matt Austin. He has such incredible leaping ability. Defies gravity as he goes up, rejects that shot, and the Ravens coming back up with it. Minute 10 to go in the half. Here's Benedict with the ball. On the left side, it'll go. Timmy over to Matt. Little head fake. Gets inside his defense. Behind the back bounce pass to Timmy. The feed in the middle. Tyson Caffey. He'll be called for the offensive foul. They say he pushed off.
He doesn't agree with it. Jaden Bristol, I'm not so sure, agrees with it.
Bristol just kind of gritted his teeth and grimaced, and now he goes up the court and says, what are you going to do? You know, we'll come back down in a minute and try that again. A minute to play, first half.
Jaden's also thinking they took that fifth assist away from me.
53-29 Ravens, Grandview with the basketball. Here's Miller. Ryan goes left side, gets his defender up and out of the way, and it's up and good. Ryan Miller, he's really putting some points on the board now for Grandview. 53-31. 45 seconds left before intermission. Tyson Caffey right side to Bristol. Jaden goes three. That one won't drop. It's almost stunning when the three-point shot doesn't go in at this point. And now Benedictine brings it out on top. The shot clock had reset. It's 20. Now it's a 13 and 12. They're just standing out near midcourt. Bristol dribbling the basketball. Shot clock is run down now to 7. Skips over the left side to Timmy. Gets it back to Matt. Loses the hand. That's going to get away and go out of bounds. And Benedict will turn it over. The shot clock will go off. 19 seconds left in the half.
Yeah, and Coach Moody not exactly happy because that was a great opportunity to work on your end of game, end of half type offensive set.
Up the floor with it. Grandview. Minders brings it up. Pushes it over to the right side. Miller accelerates to the left. Can't get a shot away. Into the corners goes. The baseline three is up and good. Isaiah Johnson and Matt will take us to halftime. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you. We're in the Nolan Gym in Atchison, Kansas. Benedictine 53, Grandview 34.
It's time for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Taco John's is located south of the Santa Fe Depot in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Nachos. Yep, you heard right, Queso Blanco Nachos. Taco John's premium queso is a rich and silky cheese sauce with a perfect amount of spice. It's bigger, bolder, better. Taco John's Queso Blanco Nachos. And check out their full-up menu, including the Boss Burrito and Boss Bowl. All at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Heart disease is the leading cause of death in the United States. Nearly half of adults in the U.S. have high blood pressure, but only 1 in 4 have it under control. From measuring your blood pressure to discussing family history, your primary care provider can help you gain a solid understanding of your heart disease risk. Schedule a visit with an Amberwell primary care provider today to talk about your heart health. Call 913-367-7300 for a no-wait, same-day appointment. That's 913-367-7300.
It's halftime here in the Ralph Miller Gymnasium on the Benedictine College campus in Atchison, and the Ravens out in front of Grandview to the tune of 53-34. Benedictine is led in the opening half cuts by as many as 24 points, leading it here by 19 at halftime. And I got to tell you, that was a huge shot right at the buzzer for three for Grandview to at least make the deficit under 20 going to the locker room. And that's a big deal.
Yeah, at some point, you've got to take minor victories, right? Get yourself back into this ball game because you're not going to close a 20-point deficit home on possession. But you've got to say, okay, I have to get to this marker by this time. So if it's, I got to get to under 20 by half, and then 5 minutes into the second half, you've got to be hovering around 15 and then start working backwards. And right now, Grandview trying to fight their way back into this game. But again, it's going to be really hard to do with Benedictine scores 53 in the first half. They shoot 63% from the floor. They hit more shots from behind the arc than they did from anywhere else on the floor.
But yet, Grandview's, they're not playing bad basketball. Look at them. They're hitting 54%. They're hitting 56% of their threes. You know, they're one of two. They've only had a couple of free throw opportunities. But I tell you what, they're just not playing terrible. But you know what they're not doing? They are absolutely not rebounding the basketball at all. I've never seen a smaller halftime rebounding number, I don't think, than this.
Benedictine has as many offensive rebounds as Grandview does total rebounds. Benedictine with 6 offensive rebounds and 12 defensive, and for Grandview, just 6 defensive rebounds, and that's it.
Yeah, a 6-rebound half is just not going to get you where you want to be.
Yeah, and Benedictine was able to take those 6 offensive boards and turn them into 8 points, and so for Grandview, you can't give up those 8. But if you're Coach Moody and you're in the locker room and you're at half, can't be overly thrilled with how your defense played, right? You give it up 34 points, which is just a little ahead of where he wants to be as far as points a game. And, you know, you start breaking down some of those numbers. He allowed 5 three-pointers, and some of those were open looks. You feel like maybe your defense kind of lagged a little bit, and your offense got a little sloppy with the ball at times with 10 turnovers in the first half.
Say what, you want to share that scoring rundown?
Yeah, first of all, for Grandview, they had one player in double figures, and that was Ryan Miller. He averages 22 a ball game. He's right on pace for it, 11 in the first half. It was a seven-point first half for Drew Johnson. Scoring drops down to 5 apiece for Brady Sartorius and Dylan Miller. Ernest Docker came off the bench, gave 3. Isaiah Johnson chipped in 3 as well. For Benedictine in the first half, one player in double figures, a handful knocking on the door. It was Jaden Timmy, 3 3-pointers on his way to an 11-point first half. 9 for Matt Austin, 9 for Eric Cruz. It was 8 for Jaden Bristol, 5 for Nasir Scott. Tyson Cathy had 4, and Brandon Bell with 3. Coming off the bench, Saxon Thuston knocked in a deuce.
We talked about the timeouts used by Grandview and Coach Schaefer in the course of that first half. He tried to slow Benedictine down and trying to find the combination that was going to work. In an effort to find that combination, Grandview has used so many players. They've had 11 guys on the floor already in this game tonight. Most of them have not scored it. I think maybe toward the end of the half, he was finding 5 that were working at least reasonably well as they had taken that Raven lead from 24 down to this halftime 19-point difference.
Yeah, and right now Benedictine has 9 players in the scoring column. So, again, Benedictine doing a great job there. If you look at their three-point shooting in the first half, having knocked down, what did we decide they knocked down? They knocked down 11 three-pointers, but they still got 20 points in the paint. So the Ravens are either looking for threes or looking to gouge you and get in the middle. And for Benedictine, 53 points in the first half is a good start. The winner of this game will get Mount Mercy, as in the 4 o'clock game, it was Mount Mercy knocking off Baker today. And the other two games, they will be 7 o'clock tip-offs. William Penn will be in the Penn Gym as they will host Rockies, Mid-America Pioneers. And Park will be at home with Clark.
We're going to take a break at halftime in Atchison. We'll return to begin the second half of tonight's college basketball game live, but right now with the intermission score. The Benedictine Ravens 53, Grandview 34. We're kicking it back to Joseph in the Care Sports Studio, where he is ready and set with a halftime.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
In these uncertain times, there's a lot of questions about taxes and tax returns. Locally owned H&R Block in Atchison is open and ready to help. They have stability. 55 years in the same location, 712 Commercial. They have experienced tax preparers, over 75 years combined. And they care about you and your tax return. Call 913-367-6231 with your questions or concerns regarding recent tax changes. H&R Block is ready to help at 913-367-6231. Drop-off information is encouraged. Please stay safe and healthy.
Good evening. This is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for tuning in to this post-game season that we've got Benedictine men taking on Grandview. These games are brought to you by Larry Busing and Julie Avery at Mass Mutual Financial Services, Tate Plumbing, L&L Construction, Hundley Liquor, and Taco John's here in Atchison. Coming up tomorrow night, these sponsors are sponsoring the 7 o'clock game as the BC women will be taking on Clark. Join us tomorrow evening, 7 p.m., BC Women's Basketball.
Snap Fitness, your affordable neighborhood club, is back open. And now is the time to schedule your tan. With 3 tanning beds and packages to fit your budget, it's the place to go. You don't have to be a member of the gym to take advantage of their tanning, so get in there and get tan. Call Snap Fitness at 913-367-1511 for more information on tanning or their 24-hour gym membership.
Buying a home is an exciting milestone in your life, and Union State Bank of Atchison wants to help you make it happen. Hi, this is Andy Childs. The home buying season is nearly upon us, and interest rates remain near historic lows. Whether you're buying your first home, refinancing to a lower rate, or need additional cash for home improvements, Bank of Atchison can be the financing partner you need. Stop by our Atchison branch or learn more at mybankusb.com. Let's start something amazing together today. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology. It needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have a peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. The Lewis Chevrolet Buick Service Department stands behind their work with a guarantee you will feel good about. So bring your vehicle into the people who understand it best. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, great cars and great service. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Ready for your COVID shot? You don't have to call the health department. You don't have to call your doctor. Atchison County has NEK Shot of Hope. Our Atchison County health organizations are working together through NEK Shot of Hope to help area residents get their COVID-19 vaccine. Learn how to sign up, when you're eligible, where to go, and more. Call the hotline at 913-308-2415 or visit nekshotofhope.org.
Taking a look at the games that have been played in the Heart of America Athletic Conference, we have Mount Mercy topping Baker with a final score of Mount Mercy 94, Baker 81. In this game, at the half, it is the Benedictine Ravens 53 to Grandview's 34. At 7 p.m., the William Penn Mid-America Nazarene University game will be played, and at 7 p.m. as well, the Park Clark game will be played. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Nachos. Yep, you heard right, Queso Blanco Nachos. Taco John's premium queso is a rich and silky cheese sauce with a perfect amount of spice. It's bigger, bolder, better. Taco John's Queso Blanco Nachos. And check out their full-up menu, including the Boss Burrito and Boss Bowl. All at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Hi, I'm Laura Weiser from Exchange Bank. In today's world of technology, online banks are popping up everywhere, promising better, more convenient banking. But there's still no better way to bank than with people you know and trust. Exchange Bank provides internet and mobile banking, but we're also here offering personal, face-to-face service you just don't get with online banks. Come see us. We're here for you.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Mainly clear skies tonight with a low of 26. Southeasterly winds at around 5 miles an hour. Highs around 49. Tomorrow, overcast. Lows level off around 30. Tomorrow night, upper 50s. Saturday, turning much cooler. On Sunday, with highs in the mid-40s. Once again, low of 26 tonight, high of 49 tomorrow. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. It's 39 degrees in downtown Atchison. We've got clear conditions. It feels like 37 out there with the wind at 3 miles per hour out of the southeast. The relative humidity is 52%. The dew point, 23 degrees Fahrenheit. And the barometric pressure is falling at 30.31 inches of mercury. Houlton is checking in at 40 degrees. Leavenworth, 41 degrees. Hiawatha, checking in at 37, as is Oskaloosa. We'll be joining Tom and Gus Kautz in just a moment.
It's a great day at Atchison, and it's a great day at Urban Lawn Care. Ron and Michelle at Urban Lawn Care are proud to support area sports teams and schools. If you are interested in a leading college prep boarding school rooted in the Catholic faith and Midwestern values, visit Marhill Mount Academy online at mh-ma.com. Urban Lawn Care, where our business is in the green.
Have you reviewed your life insurance policies recently? It's possible that current market conditions have impacted your plans. Larry Busing and Julie Avey at Mass Mutual Financial Services can help you determine if you're on track with your life insurance needs.
Whether you're well on the road to retirement or just beginning your journey, Larry and Julie have the skill and the tools at their disposal to assist you with estate planning. Give them a call at 913-367-2354 or see them at 625 Commercial for a free quote. The future won't wait. Why not get started today?
Again, I'd like to thank Larry Busing and Julie Avery at Mass Mutual Financial Services, Tate Plumbing, L&L Construction, Hunley Liquor, and Taco John's here in Atchison for making this broadcast possible. We'll be joining Tom and Gus in just a moment.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts too, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
You've been listening to the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now rejoin Tom and Gus Couts live at the arena for the second half action.
Welcome back again to the Nolan. Teams are making their way out on the court. We're about ready to get underway with the second half as Benedictine out in front of Grandview 53-34. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph in the studio, wonderful job at halftime. Thank you. Well done, man. Gus Couts to my left. You've got Cora having, what, Skittles? Skittles are always good. I love Skittles.
Man. And she doesn't cheer, so don't even think about it.
Might as well give up on that. Ravens are going to be putting the ball in play, and we're underway in the second half. Skip pass to the left side, quickly into the lane. Timmy, no room there. Out to Cruz. It's a three short. Long rebound, hauled down by Grandview. Up court with the basketball Vikings and Nail Mahdi. Looks like Grandview's gone back to its original starting five. I'm a little maybe surprised about that as they had found a combination that was getting a little offensive production. Here's a pass comes out on top. A lot of bumping. No fouls being called. 12 on the shot clock. Grandview slows this thing down. They're going to take a little time off the possession. Now here's a feeder from the left side. They got Cruz tricked. He leaped high in the air, came down on Dylan Miller, picking up a foul.
Yeah, and for Eric Cruz, it's going to be his first of the ball game. And Grandview going to put the ball in play underneath their own bucket with 20 on the shot clock. And you saw it during second half warm-up. These guys were out there, and Grandview looked pretty loose, right? They were just firing up shots. They seemed like they understood what was about to happen.
Here's a long three. No. Rebound Bristol. Grandview committed only two team fouls in the entire first half. Benedictine is a team who committed only five, so it continues to bear out the fact that the officials are letting them play, and not letting them play in an ugly way. I mean, the game's not getting crazy, but they're doing a nice job of letting them go. Here's a driving layup from the left side, up a good Chris Jackson for two. Benedictine leading it out 55-34, shot down low, kick to the baseline, to three, yes! From in the corner, Drew Johnson for three. Has his 10th point of the game. 55-37, Benedictine with 18 and a half left. Here comes Jaden Bristol walking it up the floor. He'll back away, heels at the center circle, being picked up defensively by Nail Mahdi. Out of the left block. Cruz backs in, rotates right hand, just flips it up and in. Makes it look so, so easy.
Eric Cruz, now the second Raven in double figures. He has 11, tying Jaden Timmy's 11 for scoring honors tonight.
Here's Drew Johnson. He's leading his team in scoring and adds two more to it right there. Now a dozen for Drew Johnson, who averages 12-6 a game.
Right now, Coach Moody really not pleased with his team's defense.
57-39, Benedictine. Here's Bristol into the lane. Doesn't use the glass. Just goes straight up over the front lip. And Gus, Ryan Miller really upset with that shot taken that Bristol was able to get. And now we're going to get a Benedictine foul on the other end. Brian Miller is a very competitive guy. Again, he's a team leading scorer. He's the team leader on, I think, probably, and off the floor. And was just frustrated that Jaden got off such a good look at the rim. Free throw here is going to be up and good. The foul is going to be another one on Eric Cruz, and he's picked up a quick two. It's now 59-40. And 41 as Ryan Miller will connect on his first two free throws of the game. He's a decent free throw shooter. Hits 73.9 coming into the game here tonight. 17.5 to go. Benedictine leading at 59-41. Bristol down the right side. Dishes over to Matt. Austin, little left-hand dribble, now crosses over, cuts into the lane, pulls up from 14, and they're going to wave it off and say he got bumped, a foul occurring on the floor prior to the shot committed by Ryan Miller, his first tonight. Ravens will have it in place. The shot clock reset to 20. 17:20 to go tonight. Jaden Timmy takes the inbound, bend to Austin to feed to Cruz on the floor once. Tries to pass the ball. A couple of defenders in front of him batted away and up the floor with it. It will come. It's stolen away by Bristol. Here comes Jaden. Comes down. Dumps it over. Matt squares. Shoots. Doesn't get it. Rebound Cruz. He does.
Great backside rebound by Eric Cruz.
61-41. Benedictine as we go inside 17. And now a little tear drop to the left side. It's going to be up and good down to the baseline by Ernie Docker. His good point. 61-43. Benedictine. 16:50 to go. Grandview hurried that one down the court. They took no time off the clock at all.
Well, the Ravens are expecting them to run because as the shot goes up, Timmy is racing to the other end, expecting Grandview to fly down in transition.
Here's Matt Austin with a shot underneath. It misses. Rebound Cruz. It's stripped out of his hand. He comes back, recovers it. Bristol, left side. Austin, top side. Cruz, and he's going to back it away. I'm surprised. We saw three opportunities. The Ravens passing up on all of them, but Cruz won't pass it. He'll just hit the three.
Eric Cruz with his second three-pointer of the ball game. He got 14 points now.
64-43. Benedictine up 21 with 16 minutes to go. Monty will go down the left side. Lose the handle. He thought he got fouled, but the official says, no, the ball just explodes off your hand. It goes out of bounds, and it will belong to Benedictine. You know what, L&L Construction, give those guys a call for any spring project you've got planned, whether it's remodeling or new construction. Call L&L Construction. You know them. They're the guys in the red trucks. 15:50 to go in the second. 64-43 BC. In the lane, Bristol up. No. Tips it out. Gets his own board. And then I think he looked at the rim to see about a follow shot, and the ball got away from him out of bounds with the baseline. Out of the game is going to come Nail Mahdi, and Coach Schaefer's having that fatherly talk with him, just saying, hey, you know, you got to do this a little bit different, a little bit of different of that. 64-43 Ravens, and back up the floor with it will come Grandview. Here's Brady Sartorius. Sartorius with 5 at first half points. Thought he did a lot of good things for the Vikings in that first half. Here's a long cross-court pass over to the right side, cutting into the lane. There's no room there. Beautiful back door, and the layup is going to be up a good plus one. The bucket is the 7th point of the game for Ernie Docker.
You know, we had that discussion early on in the ball game about, does everyone get into this game?
Not anymore.
If the Ravens don't pick up the defense, I think Coach Moody's going to have them all out there till the end. Chris Jackson will pick up his first, and here we see Ernie Docker to the free throw line looking to complete the three.
Makes it look easy. Drops it right through. So for Docker, that is 8 points already for a guy who averages 6 a game. And now Docker will come out of the lineup. And checking in for Grandview is going to be Isaiah Johnson. Isaiah out of Waterloo, Iowa, 6'2 freshman. Benedictine up the floor with it. Their lead has been trimmed now to 64-46. Out on top, Jaden Bristol, wearing those trademark pink shoes. Skip pass to the free throw line. Tyson Cathy, back out on top to Nysir. He will go in, go up. What a great job by Nysir Scott. He was just too fast. He went up with a two-handed shot.
And Nysir Scott, as he turned the corner, he got past his defender and 7 points now for Nysir. Ravens lead 66-46.
Back down the other end. Here's a long three for Miller. It's up and good. And Ryan Miller, he had 11 in the opening half. He's got 5 already here in the second. And he's well on his way to another 24-point game. To feed Tyson Cathy inside. There was no one there to defend him. He lays it up and in without a visitor around.
I love that play right there by Tyson Cathy. Went up strong and knocked that thing off the backboard and in for his 6 points.
Benedictine still in the player defense. Skip pass underneath, batted away by Bristol. Picked up by Nysir. Up it'll come to Matt. He will go in, drop a shoulder, and they're going to call a foul on the defender. I think maybe he was very close to the no contact circle. But Matt, the scary part was, again, he dipped the shoulder down as he went in, and it was as if he was the one initiating the contact. Matt Austin at the free throw line. First one, yes.
Matt Austin, 78% free throw shooter on the season. Averages almost 15 a ball game, and right now sitting at 10, looking for 11 right here.
He'll take his time and scan it and drain it. 49. Benedictine, just over 14 minutes left. Benedictine goes still well on that 100-point pace, though. However, they're on a pace to give up 75. Quickly over to the left side, trying it back in. Great defense that time by Nysir. And the cross-court pass is going to by Matt. Austin skips it. Nysir in. Up. Two more for Scott. A tremendous possession for the Ravens.
Matt Austin with the assist. Nysir Scott now with 9 points in the ballgame. Ravens back up 72-49.
Dallas Finders with the ball. Comes topside. Ryan Miller jumps it over to the left. Into the corner. It's going to go to Isaiah Johnson. Back out on top. It'll come to Miners. Little kind of an almost motion type offense as they run it side to side and around the top. Shot clock's at 8 and at 7 and at 6. Out of top, Sartorius. He'll cut into the lane, put the shot. A block from behind by Eric Cruz off the backboard. Benedictine taking it the other way. Here's Bristol. Dishes into the corner. Back out on top to Matt. 13 minutes to go in the game.
What's Jaden sitting in? 5 rebounds, 4 assists.
Bristol, top side. Here's Cruz. It's 3. It's good. It's Bristol. As Cruz let go of the ball, Bristol turned around and started walking toward midcourt.
Put the 3s up. He knew that thing was in. 19 points for Eric Cruz.
75-49. That's a lot of confidence in your teammate. Here's a shot from the right side. That's good for 3 for Isaiah Johnson. His second 3 of the game. Benedictine back up the floor with it. Kate Plumbing, they're your Atchison favorite for new and remodeling plumbing jobs. You need anything done in the plumbing field around your house or your work, give them a call. Contact Kate Plumbing, 913-367-1209. They are your professional plumbers.
Ravens with a turnover right there is Matt Austin threw the ball down low to the low post. Tyson Cathy went to kick it back out to him, and Matt Austin had reset, and Tyson Cathy's pass goes into the second row of the bleachers. And it'll be a turnover for Benedictine, and for the Ravens, it's their 11th of the evening.
12 minutes to go with the ball game. Benedictine leading it 75-52. With the ball on the left side, it's going to be knocked away by Saxton Thuston. Had the opponents not been standing right there near the 28-foot mark, Saxton had a fight chance of stealing that ball and taking it the other way, but it'll go out of bounds off the official. Out of the game is going to come Dallas Minders for Grandview. And they're going to be back into the game with Drew Johnson, who puts up a 3 and hits it. Drew Johnson from outside. So, Gus, is that the Raven defense just giving them a little bit more daylight, or is Grandview hitting a little better as the second half has worn on?
They're just starting to finally find their stride, but the problem is you're finding it late in the game and you're down by 20. It doesn't add up well.
Bristol, right side it goes. Austin, Matt, driving in, cuts to the middle, loses the handle, picked up by Bristol, kicks it out on top to Matt, and it'll get away, go out of bounds, and Benedictine will turn it over with 11:21 to play. Into the game for Grandview is going to come Trayvante Diggs, and looking into the lineup, Gus, the Ravens are going to bring in their sophomore from Andover.
Yep, Braden Felt will check in for Benedictine. He'll be out there with Nasir Scott and Tyson Cathy. You've got Saxton Thuston and Matt Austin are the 5 on the floor for Benedictine.
Braden Felt getting a bit of PT these days. He's averaging 2.2 points a game. Here's an uncontested 3 from the left side. It's, I tell you what, you let good shooters do that all day. Nail Mahdi has his first point, and that with 3. 75-58. Grandview's down folding up the 10 with 11 minutes to go. Beats out on top. Matt skips it down. Tyson, Kathy, cross-court it goes. back out on top. Nice steer. Three. In and out. I thought that was going to fall. Here's a baseball pass to the other end of the floor. Hauled in by Drew Johnson. A running three for him is an air ball. Caught on the fly by Belt. And Benedictson will come back the other way. Belt comes into the forecourt. He's one on four. We'll skip it down low and throw it away. That was a inexperienced player error. 10.5 to go.
You and Belt have the same barber, correct?
Yes. Only he does. He comes up with a little more for the barber to do than I have. Here's a driving shot on the right side. Good by Javonte Diggs and his first point.
If you look up, all of a sudden, Grandview's gotten back to within 15 at the 10-10 mark.
That's the Lady Ravens. That means that they're well within striking range. With 10 minutes to go, down 15. Here's BC with it out on top. Driving in is Matt from 13, off the rim two times, no good, rebound, saved down by Grandview. Vikings back down the floor and over in front of the bench, into the hands of Johnson, now on top, a three that misses, and Saxton Thuston upstairs to haul down the miss.
Coach Moody throws a hand up, he wants his team to slow it down and run through the offense here.
9.5 to go, Belt has it left side, out to Matt. That's the offense. He's good for three. Getting the ball to an undefended Matt Austin at the top of the key. That is as good an offense as you're going to have.
Fourth three-pointer of the ball game for Matt Austin. He's got 14 points tonight.
Baseline three. Good for Grandview in the corner. That's Isaiah Johnson's third three tonight. He's got nine.
If Braden Belt wants to continue to see this time, he's going to have to get a hand in a defender's face or a shooter's face.
Topside with it. Back it in. Back and in, Saxton, backs in, Demore turns the other way, shoots and misses, but Tyson Cathy was there for the follow, but they're going to wave that off and say, there was a foul called underneath. Saxton backed in, he got fouled.
They're going to say he was fouled on the shot attempt, but
under 10 break at 8:56 to go. We're in the second half from Ashes on Kansas, where it's Benedictine 78, Grandview 63.
We are dreaming of spring, and with spring dreams come home update dreams. This is Tisa with L&L Construction. Whether it's a kitchen update, a bathroom remodel, or an addition to your home, we have the expertise to make it happen. How about some fresh curb appeal? New siding or windows can do the trick. If you're dreaming of home updates, contact the guys in the red trucks and let us turn your spring dreams into reality. Give us a call. L&L Construction, 913-367-3161.
Let's see. This game is a little over an hour old. Lady Raven basketball team an hour away. They're Cameron. Not sure they can hear us from Cameron. Maybe they're following us on the screen, but we wish them safe travels and best of luck tomorrow. We'll be bringing you that ball game as they will be at Clark for the ladies' game tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock here on KAIR Radio. KAIRFM Horton Atchison.
So their food stop in Cameron is just go a little past 35 through the intersection there on your left side.
Yes, yes. Be able to get yourself something nice. Free throw will not go for Saxton Thuston. Yes, Benedictine has Saxton's teammates all in the backcourt. Saxton's the only guy on that end of the floor. Second free throw with the lefty will go in.
Saxton Thuston, a 73% free throw shooter on the season, hits one of two. He's got 3 points. And Benedictine will now be on the floor with Jaden Bristol and Eric Cruz. You're going to have Jaden Timmy, Chris Jackson, and Saxton Thuston.
And again, Grandview's played well. They played hard. And I like that we have been relentless in this game. Not folding up the tents. Could have been very easily done early on here tonight. Going into the middle is going to be Miller. Nothing there. Comes on top. Here's a three that's up and missing. And Saxton upstairs hauls it down. And you see as the shot went up, all five Grandview players retreated back to the defensive end. They are not even looking for an offensive rebound. And so far tonight, they have one. One offensive rebound all night. Thuston with the basketball. Ravens on offense. It's at 11. Here's Bristol. Top of the key. Chris Jackson. He'll launch a three. Uh-uh. Long off the back of the rim. Rebound Saxton. He gets hacked and knocked to the floor. Pops up and he's okay. The foul is going to be on Jack Trudeau, his second.
just looking at his action, Susan, you wouldn't think that he's going to be able to outleap everybody on the floor. But that time he did just that. He timed it well and just towered over two guys to rip that board away.
Jackson at the line. He was one of two a moment ago. The first one here, right hand. Into the game now, Nate Maudlin. Nate's first appearance for Grandview tonight. He's a 6'4 senior from Salt Lake City. Averages 0.9 points a game. Second free throw. Yeah, he'll get them both. 81-63, Benedictine. A little over 8 minutes left. Grandview back on top to Ryan Miller. Here's the thing about the Grandview team, guys. The starting five, four juniors and a senior. So this group has got a lot of guys here have some more years ahead of them. Shot misses, Ravens rebound, BC up the floor. Here's Timmy, Cruz, Bristol. Feeds underneath to Cruz. Oh, the underhand layup off the glass and good. Cruz
with the bucket and another assist for Jaden Bristol. Cruz having a big evening, 21 points.
Shot from the outside by Grandview fails, and Chris Jackson will come up with a rebound. Bristol will drive it all the way to the base. Look at him alternate hands. Now here's the out on top. Cruz, it's three more. Eric Cruz. Bristol with a beaming smile on his face as Eric comes up the floor. Eric loves coming up the floor after hitting that three.
Eric Cruz, 24 points tonight.
BC is pushed back to a 23-point lead. 7-10 left. The shot in the middle by Miller misses. Rebound Benedictine. Two players on the floor in the backcourt. Now they come to their feet. They're okay. They're just slow getting up the floor. Cruz will go to the left side. Push it back out on top to Timmy. Benedictine on offense as we go inside 7 minutes to play.
Eric Cruz, season high, 30 back in November at Marshall.
And where is he at again right now?
24.
Okay, here's a three. Chris Jackson, the rainbow won't fall. And a rebound down to Ryan Miller.
Chris Jackson's really struggling to find his shot tonight.
Looking down at the floor and Nate Maudlin. He couldn't find his spot. I thought he traveled. Now here's Miller for three. And somehow that thing finds the rim. Ryan Miller. 86-66. 6:20 to go. Yeah, Benedict can push to that 20-point lead. 9 minutes into the game, they were up 20. And since then, it's been a back-and-forth game. Here's Cruz for three more. That one is from the baseline, and it will not fall. And the board held down by Drew Johnson. Grandview drives into the middle. Here's a little 13-footer. Kicks out. Cruz with the rebound. And back the other way will come Benedictine. Ravens continue to shoot very well. Look at that. Look at the line. 65% from the floor. 60% three-point shooting. And not just a few. They have shot a ton of threes. And so is Grandview for that. Ravens have got 26 threes put up. Grandview shot 22. Here's Bristol for three. It won't happen. And the rebound pulled down by Ryan Miller. Up for the book on Grandview. 5:20 to go. 17-foot jump shot. Nope. Bristol with another board.
So Jaden Bristol, 10 points, 8 rebounds, 7 assists.
He's got time to get to the triple double.
Is there a triple in this in tonight? The feed across. Saxton wants the ball in the corner the worst way. Chris is going to go in, though, and hit the driving layup.
Chris Jackson with his 6 points of the ball game. He is now 3 of 8 from the floor.
88-66 Benedictine as we go inside 5 minutes left. There's a travel, and there's the whistle. That's like the second or third time I thought Maudlin just traveled in that corner.
And after that last possession, the officials were coming up the floor, and Coach Moody was in their ear telling them, we had a travel down there. And, yeah, you got in the ear, they're going to call it.
We're going to take a timeout. Grandview looking for a break in the action, and we will join with them. We're down to 4 minutes and 50 seconds to play in this men's college basketball game, where it's Benedictine 88, Grandview 66.
Hey, this is Brent from Skyway Vapes right here in Atchison. Have you tried everything to quit smoking but nothing has seemed to work? Well, why don't you try Skyway Vapes at 1344 Old Skyway Highway? We have everything that you need to get started on your journey to a healthier alternative. We have products ranging from mini pod systems all the way up to intermediate mods. So come in and see us. We're open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday 10 to 9 and Sundays 12 to 7.
back with you here in the gymnasium. And guys, you were taking a little scan of some of the scores going on in the other couple of games that are still early on in the Parks of America Athletic Conference tournament. You got Park and Clark, with Park leading 20-8, and there are 12 minutes to play in the first half, and Mid-America leads Penn in the first 5 minutes, 8-2. How did Penn score 2 points in the first 5 minutes of a game? What in the world? I don't quite have a handle on that.
Think Coach Henry's at the game yet?
Yeah,
he's out of the locker room. You know.
Maybe just biding his time. Ravens with the basketball.
I have a feeling he hasn't stood up yet.
No. Here's a feed underneath. The shot by Timmy. Deflected. Rebound is on the floor. And Grandview will pick it up.
You can tell Jaden knows he's pretty close because he kind of shook his head after Jaden missed that shot. He knew there was another assist attempt.
4:15 to play. Minders has it. Grandview with the ball. Works the right side. Isaiah Johnson dribbles all the way out with the left hand. Being picked up defensively by Cruz. Here's a shot from the top at the three that misses. And rebound. Chris Jackson had it. Lost it. Falls out of bounds. And he knows he's going to pull that thing in. Hey, I tell you what I know. I know that Larry Busing and Julie Avey of Mass Mutual Financial Services, great people, and you should call them to review your life insurance needs. Life insurance, retirement goals, whatever you're looking for. Larry Busing, Julie Avey at Mass Mutual Financial, 367-2354. Here's Grandview with the basketball. 7 on the shot clock. They take it to the right side, dump it into the corner, bit of a head fake, trying to step inside. Great defense by Chris Jackson, and then Dallas Minders somehow got him off his feet, and Chris picks up the foul.
So for Chris Jackson, it'll be his second. Both of those have come here in the second half, and for the Ravens, that's their fourth in the second half. How about this? They have 4 second-half fouls, 2 on Cruz, 2 on Jackson.
Minders, a 76.2% free throw shooter, and that one barely hit the front of the rim and kicked straight back. That's about a 13-foot shot.
Checking in will be Sterling Werner, 6'7" center out of Wyoming. Also in for Grandview, you're going to see number 15, Josh Streeter, 6'3", senior out of Rockford, Illinois.
Ravens are going to bring in Liberty, Missouri native Tyson Cathy. Check a free throw, no good either.
Tyson's played really well tonight.
Yes. Not necessarily reflected with a ton of points, but he's done some great things and some strong moves and things that we've been waiting and just knew they would come. And he's done some of them tonight very nicely. Here's a 3 for Chris Jackson. Oh, that was a beautiful shot.
Chris Jackson with the bucket. Jaden Bristol with the assist.
And Benedictine pushes up now by 25 with 3:20 to play. 91-66. Yeah, they're getting the C-note tonight. Back over to the left side. Nahil Mahdi jumps into the corner to Streeter. Streeter working against Timmy. In, up, and Tyson Campy trying to come over to help, and they're going to call him for a foul. No, they're going to call on Timmy. I thought they were calling on Tyson as he stepped over and kind of slid in.
Taking a look right now at the numbers for Jaden. What they got him for? 10-8-8.
Free throw rolls around and in. Josh Streeter. That is Streeter's first point tonight. Streeter out of Rockford, Illinois. He's a 6'3" senior, averaging only 3 points a game. Second free throw, very short rebound, tipped out, and Grammy's going to control and save that thing. 3 minutes to play. Lob pass left side. Stolen. Here comes Nicer. Up to Chris. It's a finger roll and a score. Chris catches. Chris is coming up the floor, shaking his head at his teammates on the sideline. Said, no, I could have thrown it down, but I'm not going to do that.
Nice assist right here by Nicer Scott. And now we're going to get a quick layup on the other end. Up and good by Josh Streeter.
So Streeter has come in and he's kind of do a few things for his team. That's his third point. Him coming off the bench. 69 Benedictine. 2.5 to go. Here's a 3 for Nicer Scott.
Here, that's going to be his second 3-pointer of the ball game. He now has a dozen points tonight for Benedictine.
And then looking at a 96-69 advantage with 2:05 left.
Grandview topside with it. Again, they're running that, what I'm going to call a something of a motion kind of offense. They'll cut into the lane. The ball gets away for a moment. Picked back up. Hook shot is going to be up and good. Sterling Werner will get that bucket. Benedictine will keep it. We'll keep it here. Benedictine making a rolling substitution timeout as Jake Thompson and Braden Belt check back or check into the ballgame. And they'll be out there with Saxton Thuston, Nadir Scott, and Tyson Cathy through the inbounding.
The Benedictine lead has been trimmed to 25 with a minute 47 to play. Over to the left side. Yes, I am surprised we haven't seen a couple of other guys that we have seen somewhat lately. Here's a feed over to the left, into the lane, back out on top. Nysir, it's three. Yes, that was beautiful. Nysir Scott, 99-71.
Nysir Scott is one of those guys you don't think about as a huge scorer because he's so good with the basketball, but 15 quiet points tonight. And he can be a big scorer if you really need him to.
Modern puts up a three that misses. Benedictine coming out with a rebound. Tyson Caffey. Again, that's the kind of rebound you've been looking to get from him. BC drives. The dish across is going to be knocked out of bounds. Ravens will have it in with 16 on the shot clock and a minute six to play. Who scores 100 points? Who's it going to be? Tyson? They're going to beat it in the middle? Going to be Nysir?
Yeah, Nysir. I'm going with Nysir or Saxton.
Okay. Ravens are, it's not going to be Tyson. Benedictine is going to bring in Joel Adise. Joel could throw one down. BC looks to bring it in, and they're going to lob it way, way deep into the backcourt to Jake Thompson.
Joel's who I had as my pregame favorite for block of the game.
Here's the run. The shot, it misses. Rebounding it down. Grandview. Shanahan up the floor. That's going to be Macklin Shanahan out of Makita, Iowa. 45 seconds to go in the game. The drive, the shot off the window, misses. Rebound saved by Grandview. The feed across, the shot misses, and a Raven foul. And the whistle is going to be blown against Benedictine and Joel Adise. 6'6 sophomore Joel out of Nigeria.
You know what's kind of funny is 99 points. Coach Moody can go in the locker room and tell his guys that we had this with about 10 minutes left in the game. Back when he played.
Yeah. And it sometimes did. Second free throw, good. He's not going to tell him that. He wants more defense. He doesn't want to score 99. He wants to win with 75. Here comes Benedictine up the court. They are going to have to shoot or turn it over. There's about 5 seconds between the shot clock and the game clock. BC comes out on top. It's going to be Thompson. Here's Scott. Nysir. 12 on the shot clock. Nysir drives, dumps it over. Adise brings it back out on top. Passed up the shot. Going in, Saxton. Misses the bucket. His teammates are all like, oh, man. No 100 tonight. The cross-court pass into the lane. Uncontested layup is going to roll in, and that's going to do it. Your final score tonight, Benedictine 99. Grandview 75. We'll be back to summarize it all for you right after this.
It's time now for the Amberwell Health Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this.
Ready for your COVID shot? You don't have to call the health department. You don't have to call your doctor. Atchison County has NEK Shot of Hope. Our Atchison County health organizations are working together through NEK Shot of Hope to help area residents get their COVID-19 vaccine. Learn how to sign up, when you're eligible, where to go, and more. Call the hotline at 913-308-2415 or visit nekshotofhope.org.
When you want to power up, go pro with Subway. With the new protein bowls, you'll get a footlong's worth of protein. Pick your favorite footlong piled high atop fresh lettuce, tomato, cucumber, and more veggies. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Order in-store, online, or on the app at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Benedictine Ravens here in the Nolan Gymnasium as they start fast and they put a lot of points on the board, bumping off Grandview tonight, 99-75. Going to have you back with us here as we summarize this ball game. And just right away, I'm going to tell everybody that, you know what, after the game, if you're all leaving before me, then you can get into line ahead of me at Taco John's. And that's going to be my stop right after the ball. Taco John's in Atchison. You need to check out. I love this. The queso blanco, the white cheese, fantastic. They got queso blanco loaded nachos. Go get them and visit Taco John's south of the tracks right on 10th Street in Atchison. So at what point was in your mind Benedictine going to win this game? I mean, don't tell me before the tip, but I mean, how long did it take? Not very.
When Jaden Bristol knocked down the two threes, right? He hit back-to-back threes after Benedictine missed their first three attempts from behind the arc. Jaden Bristol comes down, he hits two threes, and all of a sudden you could just tell the team started to roll, they started to figure it out, and it just kind of snowballed on Grandview from there. Now, granted, Grandview came back, they played hard, they played loose in the second half. I think that was the big difference for them. But when it was all said and done, they just were no match for the Ravens today. Benedictine finishing the game shooting 60% from the floor, 60% from behind the arc, knocking down 18 of 33s. They were 5 of 6 from the free throw line tonight.
Okay. Regular season ended a game ago, okay? At the end of the regular season, Benedictine was ranked 2nd in the nation, in the NAIA, in three-point field goal percentage, 42.5. A phenomenal number. So what do you do tonight? You shoot 60.
But Grandview, they got to walk away from this game. And if you told Coach Schaefer before the game, you guys are going to shoot 51% from the floor, you're going to knock down a dozen three-pointers, you would probably be okay with that number.
Yeah, absolutely. But BC out-rebounding Grandview by a large, large margin, almost a 2-1 margin. Ravens 23 assists, and that's a number. Coaches like numbers, you know, different than fans. Fans look and say, how many points you get? How many points you get? Coaches look at things like, how many assists did you get? How few turnovers did you make?
A coach is going to love 23 assists on 38 made shots.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, 5 of 6 on the free throw line, right? Like, you didn't leave any points out there.
And with that in mind, Benedictine leaves no doubt that they're going to be back in action right here in the Nolan Saturday. Now, we know who they're playing. We don't know when. But here's what you do. You keep that 93.7 tuned in on your radio, esports.net tuned in on your browser. And we're going to let you know the minute it is released because these teams have to sit down and they're going to have to coordinate their schedules. And right now, they're just going to have to decide, you know, just when Mount Murphy can get here.
Yeah, you know, making the trip down from Cedar Rapids, will it be afternoon, late afternoon, or will it be the, you know, go-to time of 7 p.m.? Soon as we know, we'll let you know. Hey, taking a look at the scoring, first of all, for Benedictine tonight, how about this? 9 players scored, 6 guys were in double figures. Leading the way, Eric Cruz, 6 points shy of his season high, but a 24-point outing for E. Cruz tonight. This year, Scott knocked in 15 points, 3 three-pointers on his way to that. Matt Austin with 14, 11 for Chris Jackson, 11 for Jaden Timmy, 10 for Jaden Bristol. Jaden had 10 points, 8 rebounds, 8 assists tonight. It was a 6-point effort for Tyson Caffey, 5 for Saxton Thuston, and Braden Bell knocked down a 3 in the first half for the Ravens on their way to their 19th win of the season. Way back that we would get 24 games in.
It's a phenomenal and tremendous success and a tribute to the players and their dedication to following the protocols and doing all the right things, and the coaches for help keeping their, you know, their feet to the fire, and, you know, the people at the college for making sure not just the players but everybody involved and all the people around whom they spend their time that do the right thing.
You really get a good sense of how well the Ravens have done getting all these games in as a school. And you start looking at the top 25, right? You see, like, Sagu up there at 8-2, you know, and here we are in late February.
See, and these have got to be questions that the NAIA is going to have to answer. And we'll be interested to see, how do you rate teams? How do you make picks for the national tournament? when some teams have played 30 games and some teams that have played single digits.
Yep, exactly.
Here's the way it shakes out. Tomorrow night, we're going to have the Benedictine Ladies here on Care Radio, BC Women, at Clark, 7 o'clock ball game. Saturday, at a time yet to be determined, the Benedictine Men will be hosting Mount Mercy here in the Nolan Gymnasium. And then we're on into next week. If there's a Raven game, it'll be on. If there's not a Raven game, you'll have high school sub-state basketball here on Care Radio. We look forward to bringing you lots and lots of games in the next few weeks. Hey, thank you so much for having joined us. Again, the final score tonight, Benedictine 99, Grandview 75. And until we greet you next time, for Joseph. Joseph, what a great job, man. Appreciate it very much. Back at the Care Studios. Well, let's just do it again tomorrow. For Gus Couch, Tom Couch. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on Care Radio and online at mscsports.net. The preceding broadcast was made possible by all of our Raven Sports boosters. Be sure to listen throughout the regular and postseason for live coverage of Benedictine Raven Basketball. This has been an MSC Sports production.